Jobar, the scene of a years-long confrontation, remains drowning into rubble. In the district located near Damascus, not all battles happen on the ground. The war is taking place in an uncommon place, underground.
There is an entire different battle that takes place underground in various battle zones across the country here in Syria. In Jobar, where I am standing, militants have dug tens of tunnels to hide and transport their weapons without the Syrian army noticing. This behind me is one of the biggest tunnels that militants dug here in Jobar.
Through the tunnels, armed groups also try to reach army locations. But the tunnels are made not only for moving on foot. Militants made them so large their vehicles can easily move freely across the area. Some stretch tens of meters and connect neighborhoods together. Another difference between the tunnels in Jobar than other areas in Syria lies also in the volume. Each tunnel splits inside to a network of passages. Many buildings collapsed as tunnels weakened them from beneath. This tunnel is created underneath Tiba Mosque in Jobar, which was a strong base used by militants to launch attacks. An army commander told us there are new tactics used for facing such challenges.
We are now in the Tabah Mosque, previously a base for Jaish al-Islam extremist group. There is a network of tunnels underneath. We fought street to street and building to building with new tactics until we advanced and dismantled their strongholds. They used the large trenches for escaping safely and moving their car bombs.
The extent of militants' effort here proves they are striving to maintain ground in the face of Syrian army strikes. Indeed, the district is strategic for both sides. For the extremists, it is considered a gateway into Damascus, while government forces regard it an access point into militant-held areas in eastern Al-Ghouta. Both sides continue to develop their fighting methods as Jobar continues to make headlines. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.